in Parshas Beshalach, we read the Shiras Hayam. And the Gemara says, in terms of the way the Shira is written, it's Ariach Agabi Levena. Ariach means half a brick. A Levena is a full brick, which means that the way the Shira is written, there is twice as much empty space as there is script. And they're coordinated that below each Ariach of script is an empty space. And I once heard from Ivan Soloveitchik, he said the definition of Shira, Api Halacha, is not only based on rhyme or the rhythm, but Shira is the way it's written as well. And the underlying idea, he said, is that Shira is the deep emotional feeling which can't always be articulated. And therefore, that which remains unsaid, which remains in one's heart, is as significant as that which is actually said and articulated. And therefore, the Shira is composed both of the Ariach, the script, and the empty space that underlines it. And that which, the deep emotions that often can't be fully expressed and said and articulated, they're what underlines, is foundational in terms of the Shiva itself. And I think with this, also the Rav once said, the Gemara Chazal say, why is it that Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim? What is its special holiness based on? She said, well, in the rest of the Torah, we interpret the Torah on many different levels. There's Pshat, there's Drash, but by Shir HaShirim, there is no Pshat. It's because if one reads Shir HaShirim, it seems like a love song, and it's not just that. It's not that at all. It's a metaphor, according to the Rambam, for the love of the person for Kodesh Baruch Hu and Avos Hashem. As the Rambam says that when he speaks about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, he says that the whole Shir HaShirim mashal hu le'inyan zeh, that all of Shir HaShirim is a mashal, like the love of a man for a woman. Shir HaShirim is a mashal, a parable for the love we have for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why it's Kodesh Kadoshim. It can't be interpreted simply on a literal level. It's a metaphor for the love for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's not what's expressed at all. It goes beyond that. And that's the Shira of Shir HaShirim. That's where the Kodesh comes. And I think the Rav once said, I'm not sure he quoted somebody else, Chazal say that Moshe, the Karnei Hod, the rays of glory that he had, was from the Diosh Nisha Bakulmas, literally from the ink that was left in the quill when writing the Torah. And the Rav explained, it means it's not only what was written, what remains unwritten is also the source of the sanctity. And it's that which remains unwritten, not expressed. That's from there Moshe Rabbeinu derived these rays of glory.